the other question was, yeah, sometimes in devotee association, there is so much stress and agitation. But in non-devotee association, if you work in company, although you work for so many years, there's not so much stress. Yes, that is because there's a whole different set of expectations and a different code of conduct that we apply. A simple example. There's a paper published in London School of Economics somewhere. When the office becomes home. What was that about? That there are many people who prefer to spend more time in office even when they don't have work. Why? Because if they go home, you know, they can't get along with their spouse. They have children whom they don't know how to manage them. On the other hand, in the office, everything is structured. You know, okay, there's a structure system for this, there's a system for this, system for this. And nowadays with sexual morale, moral sand also going down, people have relationships, affairs at office also. So they feel that actually office is providing everything to me. So if I go to home, there is so much agitation here. I stay in office, everything is nice. But the problem here is that the same people, you know, if they get angry, even if you're angry with a colleague, will not shout at the colleague. Will behave in a very civilized way. But in at home, if we get angry, just immediately blast out. What has happened is our own set of expectations are different. We, whenever there is close relationship, there is a different set of expectations. Our own conduct becomes different, our expectation from others becomes different. And that is why wherever there is greater expectation, then there is also the possibility of greater frustration. If you look in office, you know, how many times do we really have heart-to-heart discussion with people? That which is the closest to our heart, how often do we discuss that? It's basically, what should I say, professional discussion. And it's like, if something doesn't touch the heart, it will not hurt the heart also. So in office, it's like when we are working, we don't have that relationship issues because we are not that emotionally invested in those things. But I mean, if those who are emotionally invested in trying to go up and grow, then they'll know there's so much politics in office also. So much backbiting and this and that. So much tribulation that happens. So usually, for us as devotees, if we are far more emotionally invested in devotee association. And because we are emotionally invested there, so we can get emotional fulfillment, but we can also get emotional frustration. So it's just a result of not being emotionally invested in devotees, in non-devotee association. The stakes are not so high for us in terms of what we value. And because also things are much more organized and structured, so the chances of conflict also become lesser. Whereas in devotee association, we are much more emotionally invested and often things are not all that structured and organized. So whenever there's conflict, there's chaos. And that leads to a lot of heartburn. It's not that, now having said this, it is possible also that sometimes some non-devotees maybe actually be more sattvic. Not sattvic in the full sense of following regular principles, but sattvic in terms of conduct. But they may be more courteous, they may be more competent, more responsible, more sensitive in their speech. It's possible. And sometimes some devotees, they may have come from rajasic, tamasic background. They are practicing bhakti now, but still that rajoguna, tamoguna is there. So they may speak in ways which hurt us. They may do something which really irritate us. So it's not that we have to wear rose-colored glasses and say that, you know, all devotee association is good and all non-devotee association is bad, or that all non-devotee association is bad and all devotee association is good. No. If you understand the principle, my spiritual advancement is my responsibility. Then I will select the environment that will help me to grow in my spiritual life. So in devotee association also, if we become emotionally invested and too much in some situation where where things where there is a whole different definition of success, then things will not work so well. So generally speaking, it is best to basically, okay, I'll put it this way. When we are working in a devotee community, there are three broad ways in which we can work. One is we just, whatever system is there, we join the system, and the full facility and the power of the system, we get them. We rise up by that. The other is, you know, we want to do something on our own, as per our inspiration, our vision. Then we are literally on our own. We have to take the vision, we have to put in the effort, we have to do everything. It's not easy, but if one is driven, one may do that. But the best situation, at least in the initial years of our spiritual life, is to be somewhere in between. That means we are doing some substantial part of our spiritual life under senior guidance. At the same time, the seniors are also understanding and they give us some room for doing things our way. How to find that balance, that will depend on every individual situation. But the problem comes when we are either in the third and we have the expectation of the first. That means if I want to do according to my own vision. So generally, I mentioned that the other day also, you know, generally you don't get freedom and facility both together. If you want freedom, you will not have facility. Because those who have facility, they will have their own vision. And that's how they want to implement things. And if you want facility, then we won't have freedom. That's how it works everywhere. So it's best to be situated somewhere in between, where we have some freedom to do something according to our inspiration. But at the same time, we also connected with senior devotees and are working with them. And we have some facilities which make sure that we don't feel like, you know, we are like pushing a mountain all along. So how to work out that balance, we can see. But basically, we are much more emotionally invested in devotee association. And that's why the potential for feeling disappointed or having relationship problems, that's much more. But although that possibility is there, the possibility for emotional fulfillment is also far, far greater. And that is how it is everywhere. Where there is a risk of loss, there is also the chance of gain. So we need to, it is not just because I am in devotee association that everything is wonderful. No, it is what am I doing in devotee association that is important. It's like, say, I'll conclude with this. It's a commercial example, but it's like, say, people go to a stock exchange. They have money. Now, a stock exchange is a place where people go to earn money or to increase their money. But it's not that just by going to stock exchange, their balance, their investment is going to improve. They may lose their investment also over there. They have to intelligently manage their investment so that it will grow. So like that, we have our emotions. We come in the devotee association, where we want to enrich our emotions. We want to purify, elevate, and make our emotions devotional. So we bring the investment of our emotions in devotee association. But then it is for us to invest it properly. If we don't invest it properly, then the whole stock can go down. But if we invest it properly, then there's tremendous facility for us to raise the stock. So where we are not invested much money, not much possibility for loss also. That's why sometimes non-devotee association seems to be much more conflict-free as compared to devotee association. But that is because conflict occurs only when there is some emotional investment. If there is no emotional investment, then what is the reason for conflict? You know, if somebody somewhere, if somebody in the neighborhood, A person goes and encroaches into the house of B, we are not emotionally invested over there. If somebody comes and encroaches in my house, how dare you do this? So we are emotionally invested. But emotional investment has to manage wisely so that there is emotional fulfillment that comes from that. Answer your question?
Yes.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So...